The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Thank you to our sponsor, Filmcraft LA. You can get all of your cool and customized film gear there. Like this chair we got with the nice horror at the store logo in the back, which is awesome. You can find them at filmcraftla.com and follow them on Instagram at filmcraftla.
Who was in that skit? Was that the 80s?
That was Dan Aykroyd.
Yes. And, the best. The one Saturday Night Live was untouchable. It was the greatest thing that ever happened in the world.
He's fantastic.
Yeah.
But are you ready?
Yeah.
Ready?
Ready! Yay! I love horror. Yay.
Guys, welcome to another episode of Horror at the Store. I'm your host, Katie Huttenbach. And today we have actor, producer of Summoning Sylvia. And recently he just joined the GLAAD board. Here he is. Frankie Grande.
Hi. Did you just call me a whore at the store?
Whore at the store. I mean, some people call me that, but you know, it's
not the first time.
It's not the first
and
time.
I appreciate you having me on Whore at the Store. Thank you so much. It's good to see you.
It's good to see you. How are you doing?
I'm really great.
Good.
I'm in my I think like blissful era. You know what I'm saying? Like I just feel like the film is out. It's gotten such wonderful, positive feedback. You know, it's just been a lot of work to get to this point. Mm-hmm. And I think I'm allowing myself to be present and just enjoy this moment.
Yeah.
Which is really cool.
Yeah. Because you you produced it. How did that come about? And how did you pick the script?
So, you know, it wasn't a nepotism baby situation. You know, I the writers and the directors, Alex Taylor and Wesley Taylor and Alex Wise, sorry, no coffee this morning. they wrote me into their show Indoor Boys, and I won an indie streaming award for that performance season three. And so when they wrote this movie, they really wanted me to play the role. Mm-hmm. So we did a reading, and I did the reading, and then they recorded the reading, and they asked me to play Nico after the reading. I was very grateful. And then immediately after, I was like, is this fully funded? Like, what's your plan for this? And they were like, we don't really know. And I was like, okay, let me bring it to my mom and my production team, because I felt that this movie really deserved to be seen, really needed to be seen. Like, I think it is a beautiful thing for LGBTQ+ representation in film, TV, and media. It's very unlike the way we usually see LGBTQ+ representation. And so I was like, I think we should jump in. And so we ended up co-producing it, which is really great, with Cody Lassen, who, you know, it's everyone's first film, which is
That's so exciting.
Like, it's my first film. It's Alex and Wes's first film.
Yeah.
It's Cody's first film. It is everyone's first film. The director of photography's first film. Like, it is wild that all of these people came together and created something that looks so unbelievably polished.
Yeah.
When everyone was just kind of being like, flying by the seat of our pants.
That's so amazing.
It's really neat.
Like, I've made a handful of films, and my first film, it does not look like that. I can tell you that. It is such a good movie.
Thank you.
It's just about friends.
Yeah.
Hanging out and, you know, summoning some demons.
Yes, exactly. Hey.
And Sylvia, you know, which is, you know.
Which very oddly I did as a child.
You did?
Yes.
You did a lot?
Oh my God, I did Ouija board stuff all the time when I was a kid.
Oh my God.
Which was, you know, so it's not that far-fetched.
Okay.
You know, like I would absolutely have a seance with my friends still to this day.
Have you had anything weird happen during a seance?
I'm embarrassed to say that I never really trusted the process.
Okay.
I was more about the theatrics of the process.
Got it,
and
okay.
So I would make the things happen.
Got it. Okay.
I'd be like, oh no, the table is shaking. And it's me like shaking the
You're
table.
Like, what? Oh my God.
Or be like, are you pushing it? Are you pushing it? No, I'm not pushing it at all. It was me. I was pushing it.
Yeah, I was
absolutely pushing it. So no, I haven't had anything weird happen during a seance, but I definitely created an environment within which, like, if the air conditioning did make a sound, like, then it was absolutely a demon. You know what I'm saying?
Of
like
course.
I'm good at being theatrical,
of
and I
course.
Learned it very young.
So have you had any paranormal experiences?
You know,
or do you believe in
swear that I had paranormal experiences when I was a kid.
Okay.
Like, I swear I saw things like shapes, visions, like kind of like, you know, like wavy apparitions over my bed, mm-hmm. things like that, that I was like 1,000% that's real. But nothing that I truly like feel like was specifically someone like trying to give me a message or communicate with mm-hmm. me. Like, I think I have felt presences in my life, but that's as far as it's gone. I've never really, you know, like had someone be like, Frankie, you must turn left, you know, like nothing like that.
Like, hello?
Messages from the other side. No, yeah. I haven't had those yet, but I would be receptive to them.
Yeah.
I don't think it would freak me out, oddly.
It's, yeah, I haven't like had anything like crazy, but one time I was at my parents' house and like the door just opened and we always say like, oh, it's grandma. Cause you know, they're like, oh, they're going to scare you, but they're not going to try to scare you, but they're going to tell you that they're there. And then I took a nap and then she appeared in my dream. She's like, that was me. And then I was like, grandma, I'm home alone. Why'd you do that?
Yeah.
Don't do that, grandma. I'm here for you. Love you. But don't do that.
You're like, you just scared the shit out of me.
Mm-hmm. Like, no, thank you.
Yeah. We see a lot of signs from my grandpa a lot, mm-hmm. But it's always a beautiful, loving, like wonderful, you know, my grandmother sees him a lot, my mom sees him a lot, mm-hmm. and it's just like, you know, I sometimes feel like it's part of grief and loss, you know, that your brain can manifest these visions or you can make these sort of associations with things, mm-hmm. but you know, I think until it happens to you, you don't really know what it's like for other people.
Yeah.
But I do love the idea that people don't leave us when they die,
mm-hmm.
That they can, I say this all the time to people, like, you know exactly what that person would say to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like if you miss someone and wish that you could talk to them, just talk to them.
Yeah.
Because you know exactly what they're going to say.
Exactly.
You know that person inside and out. So mm-hmm. if you're having this issue 20 years after they passed away, then just have a conversation with them in your head.
Yeah.
And you're going to know exactly how they're going to respond. Mm-hmm. And so they're still with you.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the way that I look at it.
That's such a good way to like think about that.
Yeah.
You know. I've thought about that, but not maybe in that way. But I like
they're
that.
With you. Yeah, you know, how they look, how they would sit, how they would smile.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of ways that I think about my grandfather. Like, and he comes to me in my dreams all the time.
It's weird.
Which
it's
I
cool.
think is very powerful.
Yeah.
The human brain is a remarkable thing,
oh
and
God,
how
yeah.
we process things while we're sleeping mm-hmm. is so insane to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I always take it as a sign from him that he's doing well, that he's in a good place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I do enjoy that when Grandpa comes to me in my dreams, and Aunt Judy, my Aunt Judy, who uh-huh. I miss terribly too.
Judy.
Yeah, she's the best.
No.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Mm. So going back to summoning Sylvia, ooh. Your character, your character Nico is
gay.
What? Wait, what? No way. What? Oh, what? That's crazy.
Super gay.
No. That is, you're blowing my mind right now.
Yeah.
I have no idea. I just, wow.
Thank you. I'm such a good actor.
Wow. God. My whole world is just exploding. Same when I found out.
I derailed your whole interview. Yeah.
Same when I thought Adam Lambert was straight for just a brief moment. I was like, why is he gay?
Yeah.
I love him.
I know, me too.
I was him for Halloween in sixth grade.
Oh, that's incredible.
Yeah,
I love that.
It was iconic. No one knew what I was. Like, are you goth? I'm like, no, I'm Adam Lambert. God. Awake and everything. So did you have to like pull deep to find Nico, or did he come easily to you?
You know, it was interesting because Nico to me is so different from Frankie as a person. Mm. Like, you know, I think that there are times when I obviously do behave like Nico, but more so than not, like I am much more colorful, effervescent, optimistic, mm-hmm. a butterfly, you know, like we can use the Wicked analogy, and I'm more of a Glinda in the everyday life, mm-hmm. and Nico is an Elphaba.
Okay.
Nico is sharp. He is mm-hmm. cutting. He is small. He is calculated. He's focused. He's intense. He's energetic in a forward way, whereas I'm an energetic in like an every way. So it was very different from anything I've ever done before.
Yeah.
So it took a couple days to figure it out to me, which no one can. You can't tell when you're watching the movie, but I can kind of tell. I'm like, mm-hmm. oh, that was day one and two when mm-hmm. I was still trying to figure out exactly who Nico was.
Mm-hmm.
But it ended up being really great. And I love Nico now. Like, he's great. I hope he gets to come back for Summoning Sylvia 2.
Is there a de?
No, I don't know. Alex Wise and Wesley Taylor are, Alex is in a Broadway show right now, okay, and Wesley is in Only Murders in the Building, and they're shooting. So they have no time. They can't even think about.
That's fair.
They can't even think about part de.
That's fair. Yeah. That's fair.
But the reception has been so positive. I wouldn't call it out of the question. Just saying.
It was genuinely a hilarious movie. Mm-hmm. When I watch movies alone, I usually don't like externally laugh, even if it's a comedy. And I was cackling. Some of the lines are just amazing. Do you have a favorite line?
Probably, "I could fuck your father."
That's my favorite line. Yeah, yeah, That is literally my. I wrote that down.
Yep, "I can fuck your father." And that was not in the script.
Okay,
that was a wild that Alex or Wes threw to me. Mm-hmm. They were like, "Why don't you try saying I could fuck your father?"
Oh my God.
Or something like, "I could fuck your." And I was like, yeah, no, that needs to. And then we shot it that way. Mm-hmm. And they were like, "Cool, should we try another alt?" And I was like, "No.
No,
I was like,
this is it.
Mm-hmm. It's it. That's
this
it.
Is it.
It
this
was
is
great."
It.
And then I think my favorite moment is, speaking of your creepy ghost story, is when the door opens and then it just blows my hair, and I just kind of like
put
it back and continue like nothing happened.
You're like, no,
because I'm at that point, I'm still not convinced that we should get rid of them.
They're like, they're just chilling.
Yeah, I love
the
ghosts.
They're,
like,
Sophia's,
no, let's. We didn't even get to talk
out
to her yet.
She's just hanging out.
I have a question for you, without ruining the movie for those who haven't seen it. Do you think they were really there? Do you think the séance worked? You don't have to say anything other than yes or no. I'm just curious. So, do you think the séance worked? Because I've seen it several times now, and my opinion goes back and forth.
No. See, I think it was in their head.
I think I'm in the yes column now.
Okay.
It was just so, but I love that we don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
I love that we can have this. I think I'm firmly in the yes column now, but it's so interesting, you know, that you can have difference of opinions watching it.
I do want to see it again, because I feel like that's one of those movies that you can see several
times.
You
certainly can.
And it's
also at a 75-minute running time.
It was a quick watch too.
Yeah.
And it was just so fun. I loved the one part when the, I'm calling them the couple. One of the guys was under the table. He's like, she's like, "Why are you being so mean right now?"
Yes, exactly.
He's like, he's got a knife. Yeah. He's like, "You're being really mean right now."
Yeah.
I'm like, "Okay, hey, you're gonna die."
Yeah, you're gonna die.
But no one died.
I know.
No one actually died. And I was like, "Oh, okay."
You're like, "Wow, the gays all lived."
What?
In a horror movie?
That's crazy.
That's not possible. That's all of the gays lived?
All of them? Like, wow. Except, you know.
Yeah. But it's fine.
I am going to spoil a little bit.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
Spoiler alert.
Don't watch until you've seen
Summoning Sylvia.
But
do not listen more. Yeah.
The ending where you're all in drag.
Oh, thank you.
So fun.
Thank you.
So fun. Do you have a drag name? Or does your character have a drag name?
So I was on Drag Race Season 10, and I was on the Makeover Challenge with Eureka.
Okay.
And RuPaul named me Eufrika.
Oh,
and so I feel like once RuPaul names you, you keep it.
Yeah.
So in my mind, I'm always Eufrika.
Okay, I love it.
Even, you know, in that situation, I was like, this is Eufrika.
Okay.
She is living her best life. So that was easy for me. I didn't need to get so meta that I needed to create a new backstory for
like,
my drag
Nico
queen.
Yeah, you're like, Nico has like a different identity.
No, I was just like, you're Eufrika.
Yeah.
Live your life up there, girl. I think once RuPaul names you, it sticks.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I think that will be my drag name forever and ever
that.
Is Eufrika, which is great.
I love it.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
We had come up with this whole other thing where it was like, Eureka vacuum and baby Hoover, and RuPaul was like, Hoover? And I was like, yeah, because Eureka's a vacuum. And RuPaul was like, that's where that comes from? And Eureka was like, yeah. And everybody was like, no, I don't like that.
No,
and she was like, your name's Eufrika. And I was like, oh,
you're like, I accept.
And then
so
when
much.
RuPaul said, Eureka, you and Eufrika were on Fleeka. Safe. I was like, oh, that's the best line.
Like,
except the safe part, because I was bullshit, could have should have won. But anyway, that's fine. I never win. Always the bridesmaid.
You should be the bride.
Always the bridesmaid.
Always. Always the bride.
Yeah, even in this movie, the bridesmaid.
Wow. Yeah, this is true.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Cosi.org.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Yeah. Also, your makeup was just on.
Gorgeous, right?
Gorgeous. Thank you, Andrea. Oh, my goodness.
I love her. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Andrea.
Snatched. So your character says that they've seen Wicked 14 times.
Yes.
How many times have you seen Wicked?
It's probably not far off, to be honest. It's going to be insane when the movie comes out. It will be 14,000 times.
Was this a subtle nod?
No, it was before she was cast.
Okay.
Yeah, crazy, right? This is more about the witchy coincidences in the world that I say that.
Okay.
Because it was shot over a year and a half ago.
Okay.
Before she was cast, before she was filming, mm-hmm. So it's really wild.
That's awesome.
For those of you who don't know, my sister is playing Galinda mm-hmm. in the movie musical Wicked, parts 1 and 2.
And today and we had a glimpse of it.
Yeah,
some leaks of her singing.
Yeah, really insane. She sounds unbelievable. God. She sounds so beautiful.
So pretty. Have you been on set to
I
see
have
anything?
Been on set.
Okay.
I can't talk.
I know
about
you can't say
it,
much,
but it was really unbelievable.
That's awesome. Oh my goodness.
I can't tell you anything, but I'm so grateful that this leak happened because now the world has seen a little bit.
Mm-hmm. So you can like be like,
so I can be like, because I have known this for months and months, mm-hmm. like at least 4 months, I've been sitting on this information being like, everyone's like, how is it going? And I was like, I can't talk about it. You know, I was like, what is she wearing? And I was like, I can't tell you anything. But now you've seen. So it's good. Everyone knows. And it's remarkable. She has treated this role with such unbelievable care.
That's awesome.
The whole production is just really being so true to the core values of the Wizard of Oz and mm-hmm. Wicked, and it's just I don't think anyone will be anything other than but delighted when they see this film.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I think I've only seen Wicked once.
Oh well, then you're gonna have a lot of fun at the movies.
Oh my god, yeah, that's gonna be great. Do you have a favorite song from Wicked?
Let's see. I think so personally because I always. I've always wanted to be in the show and I was never actually in the show. Looking at the camera like someone there's listening.
But you should.
Dancing Through Life, yeah. I think is very Frankie. It's my attitude in life. Mm-hmm. Like I very much resonate with the character Fiero in that mm-hmm. moment for Dancing Through Life. So I think that probably Dancing Through Life is my favorite song. Okay. And it's so gorgeous with that when the choir comes in and the dance and the way it's done in the musical. I think that's my favorite song.
It's just beautiful.
Yeah, it's great.
So you did a lot. You've done a lot of stage work.
Yes.
On Broadway. But you're also doing film. Like, do you have a preference over the other?
So I just finished doing Titanic.
Yes.
I'll tell you, 8 shows a week. is tough.
It's a lot.
I gotta tell you.
Yeah.
Sitting in the audience and clapping in a movie theater is a lot easier than working for 90 minutes with broken backs, hips, necks for that same amount of applause. But there is something about live theater that is within me. Like, there is no greater joy than doing live theater for me. But I will tell you, 8 shows a week in a show like Titanic, which is the most vocally demanding show I've ever been in my life, with Celine Dion songs. We're singing.
It's a
and
lot.
I was tap dancing and doing layouts, and I had I was doing tricks with juggling a wheel, doing fan tricks. Like, it was my I don't want to show off no more moment from Thoroughly Modern Millie. So it was exhausting. So I'm very grateful that I was able to take a break and like come back to TV and film. I would very much like to continue doing film. I had a great experience doing Summoning Sylvia, so I'm hoping that once casting directors, producers, writers see this film, they're like, oh, you know, Frankie's actually an actor. Because, you know, I think most people still associate with me as a personality from my work on reality TV, which is, you know, a double-edged sword. But again, so grateful for my experience on Big Brother. Sure. But it's been a uphill battle to prove to the world that I actually trained as an actor and I can do that. So I'm glad that this film exists as kind of like a proof of concept. And I'm hoping that some other people see it and are like, oh, we should put him in more movies. I'm you should.
Exactly.
I would love
hire Frankie.
Hire me.
Hire you for everything.
And I really hope I get to continue to play queer characters. I think that we're in a place in the world where we need more queer characters in film and TV. And I'm hoping that this film and its universal appeal is going to inspire some more writers, directors, producers, studios to be like, you know what? It's not scary to put LGBTQ plus stories on screen. Let's do that.
And you don't have
and
to
hire me to be in it.
Exactly. And you can like do it and not have it be offensive or, you know.
Or divisive. This is a movie bringing everyone together. Like,
this
including the straight community and our allies. Like, there's a beautiful message in there for everyone.
Oh my God,
So I'm grateful. And it, anyone can relate to it. If you've ever had a best friend, you can relate to this film. Doesn't matter what your demographic is that you associate with.
100%.
The community you belong to.
At the end, it was giving like a sleepover vibe. Like, we're all just hanging out, having fun. And it wrapped it up in such a nice little bow. And I was like, it was just like an enjoyable movie, you know? And you were also in Spree. Which I rewatched as well. Because I was like, oh, Frankie was in Spree. I was like, who is he in Spree?
Right.
Because I watched it initially, like when it came out, just like watching it and like David Arquette's in it.
And it's
like,
so random.
Just so like, I love it though.
And my scene is wild.
Oh, your scene is
so
insane.
Crazy.
And that movie is in. He did a great job.
He's
in
that. Fantastic.
Your poor body with the dog.
Yes, and I. They didn't even show my mangled face.
Yeah.
But I was mangled. Like, they did full prosthetics on me, and they never showed it.
Why didn't they show it?
I think it was either too gruesome or it just didn't cut well.
Yeah.
Because like they couldn't find a place to splice it into after.
Yeah.
But because of the pace of the film, maybe.
Yeah.
But
he also didn't have a camera on top of his car, so they wouldn't have been able to. Well, I guess it would have been from your.
It would have been
your live stream.
Oh, maybe that would have been. So we never shot that.
Yeah,
that's what we should have done. That's what we should have done. That's what we should have done. It was
Hire
just an
me.
External camera shot. So that makes sense why they didn't use it. But it was really cool. I posted it on Instagram, you know, doing the scene in the car was actually with stunt drivers on Hollywood Boulevard. So like it was on Hollywood Boulevard. So they, you know, rented Hollywood Boulevard. There were stunt cars all around us and we were doing like those crazy moves.
And you were actually in there.
Like actually inside the car. The four actors were inside the car together. So that was really, really, really cool. And so everything was real. Like our reactions of fear and terror were completely genuine.
Oh my God,
like
that's
that was
awesome.
And it was like the driving was wild.
Yeah.
It is not like done. We're not in a studio being like, oh.
Whoa.
Oh,
no. The green screen is going this way.
It was for real and it was terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I love that. So do you find yourself drawn to the horror genre?
Yes. Okay. I always have, always will. Love horror. So surprised I haven't been in an American Horror Story yet. I feel like that's
they
like,
should. I don't know. They like, love. They have Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, they love a sibling. Now, you know what I'm saying?
Give a sibling.
They love a famous sibling. Yeah. I am, you know, the famous sibling.
Exactly.
So, call
so
me
I
up.
Don't.
Silly, but I do love American Horror Story. I love all horror.
Yeah.
My husband and I only watch horror.
Really?
So like when, yes, it is pulling teeth to get him to watch anything that isn't horror with mm-hmm. me. So he's like, is there a new horror movie out? What are we going to a new mm-hmm. horror movie? What's a new horror movie? And it looks like there are a lot of good horror movies coming out right now. So we will have lots of good bonding time coming up. My mother is the same way. All horror that. All the time.
Oh my goodness.
We also produced a musical called Horror Camp, which was an Ooh. Original musical that we wrote, which was at the Bourbon Room for the past two Halloweens. So check out in October, and hopefully we'll be doing it again there.
Oh my God.
We love horror. So
that's amazing.
It is by far my favorite genre, and I'm obsessed with, you know, this comedy horror moment
yes.
that is happening oh, in the world. It's great.
I love comedy
Megan
horror.
Was great.
So fun.
I laughed so hard at Cocaine Bear, and of so course Summoning good. Sylvia I'm laughing so mm-hmm. hard at. So I do think the fact that the horror genre is so expansive is really and inclusive is mm-hmm. really great.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So what is your favorite horror movie?
That's very difficult.
You can also give top five.
Yeah. Okay. So I've just look at my body and we can okay. find the one. So this is my alien queen tattoo from Aliens, mm-hmm. which is the sci-fi horror genre.
Yes.
And I just think that's one of my favorite movies of all time. But I'm also a big fan of like the James Wan like mm-hmm. films.
Okay.
So like really big, you know, I love... Insidious and Conjuring, and I loved Malignant. Like, so, like, I love that kind of horror with an element of camp to it
mm-hmm.
that makes me really happy. But lots of jump scares. Man, those Insidious jump scares really get me.
They're pretty good.
The with the red face. Uh-huh. Oh, it's so scary. We just rewatched those, so that was kind of fun. I love all horror.
Yeah.
But I think those are my tops.
Do you remember the horror movie as a child that scared you?
Chucky.
Dolls. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
My mom took me when I was 7. Thank you, Mom. It definitely influenced my entire life moving forward.
Yeah.
But I was terrified mm-hmm. for years. For years, I was terrified. And then I had my buddy.
Okay. Yeah.
Which is Chucky.
Yeah.
And I had to put it in like a box.
You're
and like bury it. It was really scary. Yeah. I couldn't look at it anymore.
Yeah.
I was like, my body. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that was, first movie that scared me. But she had me, I had already watched like The Omen and Pet Sematary at that point. Poltergeist, like mm-hmm. those films were some like on repeat in my house. So
yeah.
I was enjoying horror. So she didn't think I would be traumatized.
You're like, you'll be fine, right?
But Chucky really got me.
There's something about a doll. Like that's also one of mine that I really hate. And when I go back home, you know, I have all of my American Girl dolls under my bed, and I'm like, is Samantha just gonna like come out and just like
she's
like, murder me?
Annabelling herself.
Yeah,
up
and
the
I'm
bed.
Like, I just fucking throw you out the window.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely not.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
I buried my Beanie Babies. Why? They knew too much.
That.
Yeah.
R.I.P. to those Beanie Babies.
Yeah, exactly.
So where can everyone find Summoning Sylvia?
Oh my goodness, there's so many places. So it's available anywhere that you can click purchase or rent. So iTunes, Apple TV, Amazon Prime Video, YouTube, Vimeo, all those places.
If you
anywhere,
pretty much Google Summoning Sylvia,
yes.
you'll find somewhere
or,
to watch
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I'm sure
hopefully.
SummoningSylvia.com is probably a thing as well. So you can find it there or the link on my Instagram, Frankie J. Grande. Just check it out.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. This has been a lot of fun.
You're a delight.
Oh, yay.
Man.
Go see Summoning Sylvia.
Go see Summoning Sylvia. It's so good. It's so funny. It's so good.
You will laugh. Yeah.
You will laugh. You might cry. You will.
I grasp. Cry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
I've cried.
Yeah. Over that movie?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
During the movie, yeah.
Yeah,
I've cried a few times. Yeah.
During what part?
The part that we can't talk about.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
The twist.
Yeah.
The twist makes
the twist
cry.
Will
get you.
Hits you
right in the gut
and the heart.
Yep.
And you're like, aw.
Yep,
That's good. Well, thank you. You're awesome. And thank you to our sponsor, Filmcraft LA. You can find them at filmcraftla.com and also on Instagram at filmcraftla. Thanks, guys. Make sure to like, subscribe, rate, review, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.